Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of NMR, Shaken and Disturbed. I'm your mother, John, with your father, Darren. Darren, welcome back to the show. Oh, it's a little cutting. It's thinking that there's like a weird sound coming from the background, but try it again. Go ahead.
Hello.
Is that better?
That's a little bit better. Now, Darren, let's kick off the show. Darren, I think you're in New Jersey this week or New York or whatever.
With your parents. Yeah, we're recording this on a Wednesday per use. So tomorrow I'm going to be on the Today Show. So I fly home, you know, my once a month stint.
Right.
In fact, one of my recs this week, well, this will be now in the past, but in the future, one of my recs for tomorrow is the Jinx Part 2, which...
That's right.
Have you started it?
I haven't. I heard it's out, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, first episode's
out. I do
out,
want to.
First of four. Yeah, you got to. I mean, the first Jinx...
Let me tell you.
Blew my mind, and that was 2 years before we did Martinis and
Murder. I was just going to say.
2015.
Yeah, I was just going to say it was before our time, in a sense. First of all, him like farting and pooping in the bathroom, his confession, just very fascinating in terms of just not
it
only
was
just
a
true
hot
crime
mic moment, not majorly.
It was a very hot mic moment, not just with true crime, but you know, just digestion was interesting. It's just interesting how digestion works. But in all honesty, the actual psychology of like having a literal gastrointestinal reaction to your anxiety is pretty fascinating in and of itself. So when you say recs, by the way, you mean recommendations on the Today Show, right? I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because that's what you do.
I talk like top five things that are very popular right now. So anyway, the Jinx Part 2, I think you and I should definitely at least talk about it on an NMR or a future episode.
Yeah.
So get your shit together.
Now, wait, Robert Durst is dead, right? Didn't he die?
No.
No? Still with us?
I'm double checking
with him. No, maybe we should check. I thought for some reason that
he
passed away. Robert Durst still with us. Maybe I'm thinking he got caught. He's in
jail. Oh no, he died.
He did die. Okay, that's what I thought.
January 10th, 2022.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he died.
See ya. See you later.
Wow. I gotta get my shit together.
Well, there you go. I'm glad I mentioned that in case you went on Today Show. By the way, you know, let's be honest. You're on the Today Show every couple weeks. I mean, you're basically, it's Hoda, there's Jenna, there's you. Okay.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
That's what everyone's been
saying
that in the streets.
Everyone's saying that, yeah. In fact, if you haven't heard that.
Where have you been?
Exactly.
The streets
Who are
you running. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, I think I said this before. I'm a huge fan of Hoda. I used to see her all the time at 30 Rock. And every single time I saw her, she was smiling, laughing, being the sweetest human being you've ever met in your whole life.
The sweetest.
And I'm just saying, I don't know. I think at some point you should invite me up to New York and I should be able to at least stand behind the cameras and watch you do your thing. I don't know. I don't ask for a lot.
You can come up anytime. I mean, I do it for free, so you're not going to get a hotel room out of me for it.
Oh, no, I would never ask for that. But
you can come up anytime.
Okay. All right. Well,
get your ass to New York. More importantly, get your ass to L.A.
I know. Oh, my God. I have so many reasons. You know, I was going to come out a couple times. As you know, I kept being like, are you available? Are you going to be there? Blah, blah, blah. And now I'm at a point where I think I want to save it for a tennis tournament that's happening this summer. So I can
So the US Open.
That's in New York. Oh. But there's another one that happens in, I think, the LA area. Wait, I have to go back and check that, actually, because they've been moving those around. But I do want to come visit you out there soon.
Please. I also forgot to tell you, apropos of Today Show, I went on to the Today Show Happy Hour today on Sirius, and I was like co-hosting along with Donna and Talia. Talia's the EP, and she's the one who like I run over the segment kind of with. Anyway, they're both fabulous, but we talked about Shaken and Disturbed, and she was like,
"Wonderful!"
And you do this with your podcast partner John Thrasher. So
really, oh hey,
there you go.
I gotta go run that back. Just knowing I'm on Sirius, I love Sirius.
But of course, once they find out how you speak and who you are as a person, I'm never going to be able to go back there. So
no, that's true.
It was a one and done. You know,
they're like John Thrasher, that guy. Oh boy. By the way, let's get. I need to get back in character for a second. By the way, I'm still recovering. from knowing that my bestie would just be hanging out with David Archuleta. If you didn't hear last week's NMR on Patreon, Darren was at Coachella. She was in breathing distance of David Archuleta. So was my other friend within the last 6 months. I still don't have his number. And it's just,
right. Well, you're not in those places.
I thought I needed to bring this up. Wow, that was kind of a burn, but it's fine. Yeah. You know, I just thought I needed to bring it up because
it was a sick burn. You know that. It was a sick burn. It wasn't just any burn.
It was a sick burn. And I will
say thank you. To fucking London or Ireland and then LA
or
and
Coachella.
Then you're not,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. I know. You're right. You're not wrong. I want to say thank you to all the listeners. My God. Anytime David Archuleta is like on a big mainstream news situation, I get the number one tag. I'm so thankful. Even on TikTok, I'm like, some of you don't even follow me on TikTok and you find me there. But David Archuleta went back to American Idol. He sang and performed on ABC the other day, and he sang his new song, Hell Together. We're gonna go to hell together. Oh. And it's about him coming out to his mom, leaving the Mormon church because of their beliefs in gay people. He was Mormon. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, girl. There's all kinds of layers to this man.
Maybe you told me, but forgot. But
somewhat known. Yeah. You're not obsessive like me. How could you not know that? But it's a really, by the way, it's a good message, of course, but the song is really good. Like, I'm going to be honest. I love David Archuleta. I don't love every song that he makes. I'm not like, I like him as a person and I love his voice, but not every song is like a big hit in my head. This is by far even more than
Crush.
Well,
not every day with your boyfriend
song.
Can be.
Not every day can be a honeymoon.
A 10
you know
out of
what
10.
I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Not every day is a honeymoon. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
But maybe I'll add a little clip at the end of the episode today. You know, nothing, you know, they're not going to sue us. I don't think so, you know, but it's a really good song. And by the way, it's about his relationship with coming out to his mom specifically. So it's just, you know, as a gay person, gay man, and just anyone who ever has held any kind of secret like that, no matter what it is, it's an interesting song and you should check it out.
I'll have to check. Yeah, I'll have to listen to it.
By the way, if you don't mind me continuing here, it was a big day for a big week for my Instagram DMs. There were 10,000 people tagging me about David Archuleta.
I know what this next one is.
There were 10,000 more of you, including our good friend Dan Brown, who we love and miss and send all the love to, who sent me the David Beckham post of him filming all five Spice Girls performing
Posh's
Stop. 50th. That's right, at Posh's 50th birthday party. Maybe this is something you should recommend on the Today Show tomorrow, or this week. But
what am I recommending? Watching the video?
I don't know. Yes, just loving the Spice Girls. I mean, what's wrong with that, you know? But I want to again say thank you to everybody for thinking of me. It's just so funny the things that people think of that are,
I mean, that
you know,
was
from
epic.
The show.
I would have loved to go to that party. I talked about that on Today Show Happy Hour. I was like, because this other woman that was on, so it was Talia and it was Donna who are on the Today Show. And there was another woman who came in, Karen Blanchard was her name, and she's like in fashion, she's like a stylist and has her kind of own line. She was awesome and she was from London, and we were talking about something, and I said well, you have to like the Spice Girls, or Donna was like, do you like the Spice Girls? And I go, she literally has to. I was like,
of course,
from London. I was like, and then she was like, yeah, of course, like I have to like the Spice
Girls.
I was so
worried about what you were gonna say.
We were all like obsessed, and then we talked about the post. I said, however, I understand if you're not, because I'm from New Jersey and I don't love
Bruce Springsteen.
And people are like,
yeah,
up in arms, but it's Spice Girls.
That's a weirdly really good analogy, actually. Bruce Springsteen to New Jersey to Spice Girls, because they both had such massive and have had and continue
it's
to have
hometown
some
hometown appeal.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a good.
Like,
that's, I've never heard that comparison. Yeah, you know what's funny is I'm always wondering what British people think about the Spice Girls, because you know they've had different kind of, you know, ebbs and flows of their lives and careers, all five of them. You know, they were obviously the biggest thing for about 3 years in the late 90s. And then, you know, the breakup of the band kind of put them in a different place. And then for many years, everyone just assumed they'd never get back together. Then they do get back together. And I went to that tour in 2007, the reunion tour. And then they did the Olympics, et cetera. So like, you know, they've had a different kind of thing going on throughout pop culture history. But now I think, now that the millennials are all a certain age and can buy their own concert tickets and take their kids and their partners, you know, it kind of, they've reached that kind of weird icon status where everyone totally. Just loves to feel good. And I will say it, this, and I, I've said this
so
before.
It was so iconic 90s. Too.
It really was. So... Oh, of course. So 90s. I think I've said this. I'm going to have to go back and find the episode of, I guess, Martinis and Murder, since that's what we were doing when I went in 2019 to see them. It was the most fun I ever had. Two shows come to mind. This Return of the Spice Girls at Wembley Stadium by myself. I made friends with the two people next to me who are going to be, I might catch up with next week, by the way, in New York. So that'll be fun. They're going to be in New York and I am as well. More on that later. But, and you know, to have that much fun by myself, like that was just such a treat. And then of course I mentioned more recently the Harry Styles show where in New York a couple years ago when I stayed at your apartment in New York and walked over to Madison Square Garden. Those two shows, it's just like the people really I've noticed have started to make an impact on me in terms of shows. And maybe that's not a good thing, but like, you know, I went to the Madonna show a couple of months ago and I talked about it here on this podcast. You did as well, Darren. You had your thoughts too. And like, you know, it was a cold Monday night in February and most of the people were over the age of 40 for Madonna, who's now in her mid-60s, I believe. And the energy wasn't there. And it really impacted my own perspective of the show. And I hate that in a sense. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was dancing and having a really good time. But the Spice Girls show, packed full of British people that love the Spice Girls, and then the Harry show, packed full of his fans that were rabid in their own right. You know, those were just really standout concerts for me. Do you have a concert that you remember as like one that you like will never forget? I mean, some you think about it every once in a while and maybe you wish you could recreate one day. And if it's David Archuleta, let me know. That's fine too.
No, I've shockingly never seen him in concert.
Yeah,
there
same,
have been a
actually.
Couple like that. I mean, over the course of my life, I went to a surprise show for Arcade Fire like 10 years ago.
I remember you talking about
and
this
I knew
in the
production
past.
So we got to stand right in front and everyone thought it was like a trick of which stage you were going to come out on and we were at the right one. That was really cool. Saw The Cure with Nadine every show she's taken me to. No Doubt at Coachella was just it was like pretty epic. It was pretty epic. A lot of things with Nadine, shockingly. She just knows how to go see a show, let me tell
you. That's awesome. I love that. But, that's another good point. Having a good show partner is really important.
You need it.
Yeah.
It's now, required.
I want to move on a little bit. We're going to keep talking about celebrities. You just had a big week yourself. You know, all of my stuff was ancillary to like what was happening in the media. You were making the media. Tell everybody what you got to do. And I know we teased it on last week's NMR, I think.
Yes, but for E! News, I got to go to Jodie for TCM. TCM was honoring her for a hand and footprint ceremony, which is different than a Hollywood star. I will
and different from hand, foot, and mouth disease. We should make
also
that
also different
clear.
Than that.
Yep.
At the Grauman's Chinese Theater, which is the most famous theater in the world, in Hollywood. So I got to go, and then you know we had literally 2 minutes. I mean, it was 2 minutes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
After to interview her because she had to go to a screening, and there was like you know a couple. There was Access Hollywood there. ET was there. Extra, I think Extra was there. So I was taking a sip of seltzer. So, you know, it goes kind of
so you
quick.
Got to meet.
I went first. Yep. I introduced myself.
Oh my God.
I tried to keep it together.
Yeah.
I tried.
Is this video up anywhere yet or have they not posted it yet?
Yeah. It aired at 11 o'clock Monday night on E.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll be able to find it online.
I'll
it was
find
very
it and try
quick,
to link it.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. I probably have a file for it somewhere. It was pretty quick, but it was awesome going to watching someone like that. Jamie Lee Curtis introduced her, you know, she was there with her wife. And then Diana Nyad was there along with Bonnie, who Jodie Foster and Annette Bening played in Nyad. It was just very cool. I just kept laughing at last week when we were talking about it and you were like, I am Nell. You were like, I am Nell.
I am Nell. No, I am.
I had never seen Nell. So after we recorded, I said that you said that to Nadine because we were talking about it. And Nadine was like, oh my God, Nell. And then she starts giving off these lines. But yeah. for someone who doesn't know what it's about, I was literally right. like,
you were like, what the hell are we talking about? For those who don't know, Nell is a movie from actually, I think the 90s, where Jodie Foster played. I mean, I can't remember the exact summary, but she's essentially like raised in the wilderness in, and like, is extreme shut in. Yeah, it's me.
Extreme shut
in. Like so everything like, that's me. Yeah.
She's extreme shut in and she's like trying to reacclimate, I think, to society. To society. And that is like.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. No, it's me. And it's been tough. It's been a really tough 38 years here on this planet. But
seriously.
All of her roles, that's the one I connected
she
with.
She didn't mention it. I will say that. She didn't. That wasn't the
one. Wait, when you realized what it was, were you just like dying that I was making
I was peeing. Like watching these videos, I was just like, oh my God, John is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was awesome. Shorter than I thought.
I thought that too. Whenever I saw your pictures and I was like, is she shorter than Darren?
Which is not short, but not tall either, but not short.
So what is she like 5'2"?
5'2"?
Because you're what? 5'5", I would say. You're 5'7"? Okay, sorry. I would say she might be like a 5'2". Nothing wrong with that, by the way. I was just surprised myself.
I mean, Nadine's tiny. So I'm kind of used to it. So I didn't really notice that. My mom's 5'2" also. So like,
okay.
I don't know. She was definitely
smaller
than I thought. And of course she was putting her hands and feet in cement. So she was wearing like loafers. It's not like she was wearing a high heel, which I don't think Jodie Foster's wearing a high heel anyway.
No, she's not. But you were going to say she was putting her hands and feet on you. And I was like, wait a minute. We got to watch this back.
That'd be nice. That'd be a video.
Now let me ask you something. Now listen, Jodie Foster, who... has she ever officially come out? I don't know that she has. I'm being sensitive. Okay. You know, for a very long time of her career, it was kind of like a little bit of a like, what's going on here? Is she potentially, you know,
it was like a not so secret about the industry. I think everyone knew, but I don't think it was ever really talked about. She certainly never made it. It wasn't like Ellen.
Right. Exactly. You know, no, that's true. Yeah. Well, that's so exciting. I know you have always really loved her. So I'm really happy to hear that for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted so badly to like feel a connection.
Yeah, I know. I was going to ask you that. Do you feel,
you know, because you're just like, you're awesome.
I love you. Yeah, no, I've done that too. Like, and I was going to ask
but that's
you, I mean,
so lame.
No, you it's know, not. Like, it's not lame. I know what you're saying. You have to keep a certain professionalism. Like I've talked about when I was, you know, working at the US Open in 2012 and I was on the court for Arthur Ashe Kids Day and like Serena is right next to me and she's signing autographs and like my idol is right next to me.
Right. And you're just working. Like, can I just be friends with you? But in a very healthy way.
Yeah, right. Can we just at least text from time to time? Well, let me ask you this, because here's another question I have. Like, when you're interviewing people that you look up to, or especially even like other gay celebrities, because I've noticed there is something about like, you know, at least for me, when I'm interviewing gay celebs or even, and I don't mean men, I mean lesbians and everyone else in between,
especially,
of course.
Especially older ones, you know, ones that have sort of been through it. Not like a Gen Z person. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just like an older person that has been through it, I feel like I do relate to more than.
So for me, that was RuPaul, right? Like I grew up, I love Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. RuPaul was in that. I watched the RuPaul show on VH1. You know, and then being able to work with him and then meeting him when he was doing a show at Oxygen, I was like, you know, there's this weird sense of like, how do I put it? Not like, look at us, we made it, but it is like, look at us kind of representing what we can do, you know? I don't know. And I felt this sense of appreciation as well to just be in an opportunity for him to talk to me. So I don't know. Do you feel like that when you're interviewing influential people like that, that you sort of revere?
Yeah, it certainly depends on like who, you know, I mean, I don't really revere a lot of like celebrities,
just as celebrities.
Like they usually, for me, they have to kind of have
a purpose.
I have, it's like a purpose mixed with like a certain type of like intellectual seriousness with their career.
Yes.
Like Julie Louis-Dreyfus and Jodie Foster are both A-list, everyone knows who they are, wildly successful in their craft, and yet not celebrities in a way that I would say like Blake Lively and Ryan Gosling are, you know, and who are A-list. There's something just about them taking their craft and their lives like seriously and don't care about being in the headlines, that they kind of stay out of it, that I just have a lot of respect for.
Yeah,
and I think it's
sure.
probably very hard to do, especially as a successful, popular, one is gay, one is hilarious, female.
Right.
I feel like that's really hard, but I know exactly what you mean. And those instances are really difficult. I mean, even meeting Jodie Foster, like just standing there watching do the ceremony, I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
That's
she's
exciting.
Fucking awesome. Like, she's just awesome.
And, you know, just to add to that, you know, to Andy, to some degree, is that for me as well. You know, like, he's a late night talk show host who's gay and has had to handle all of the pitfalls that come with being that particular type of person. And I remember when he announced, and of course, you were obviously very aware of this, but when he announced that he was going to be a dad and doing so as a single dad.
Yeah.
You know, that was the first time in my own life where I was like, wait a minute, I could be a single dad. What am I thinking? You know, I was kind of always in this mindset.
It's wildly impressive.
Yeah. And so I really do respect and care about him in that way as well. But yeah, anyway, I just find it interesting because, yeah, obviously not every celebrity, you know, garners such respect and attention from the two of us in that way. So it's an interesting conversation. And you've interviewed so many more celebrities than I have. So I'm sure you have a specific opinion in that way. So that's interesting. Well, who's next on your bucket list, by the way? You've got JDL, you've got Jodie.
Who haven't I met yet?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good
update.
One.
Well,
the only one in Seinfeld I haven't met yet is Kramer.
I was gonna say, yeah, Kramer.
Michael Richards is a little bit more of a Nell for
He's
me
a Nell.
Days.
He's the
He's
Nell
a little
of the
bit
Seinfeld
of a
cast.
In.
Yeah.
Recluse got wildly famously canceled, you know.
Yes, not,
you know, and never
is he
really
still canceled? Is he still?
I think enough time has passed, but I just don't think he ever really recovered from it.
Yeah.
I think it's just like one of those things where,
yeah,
I'm sure he's doing something. I don't think he's like homeless on the street or anything like that. I don't think he's like destitute.
Listen, I'm sure he's got Seinfeld money coming in, so
I'm sure, but just saying I could have met everyone in the cast and like shaking all
nice.
Of their hand would be pretty cool. Yeah. The main four plus Jay Peterman. It just like that would have been kind of
well, real
awesome.
Quick.
Larry
tell us
David
about,
would be great.
That would be amazing.
David would be great.
Tell us real quick about you meeting Jerry and Jason as well, just if you can remember them.
Jerry, Jason, Julia.
Someone loves Seinfeld.
Yeah, like a lot. Jason, I met because I was doing a. Long story short, I was doing the Seinfeld podcast and he was there on our first episode recording day and came in and surprised us.
What?
And was like talking to Jay Peterman and I was there and I was like,
Oh my God.
Hey, I'm Jason Alexander. And I was like,
oh, you're like, I know.
I know.
Wait a minute. Before we go on though, I think we should tell people what, so this podcast, what's
yeah,
the status
it's kind
of
like it's a kind of a long story, but it's sort of put on ice at the very moment. But it might be brought back up. It's still in the ether. That's like kind of what I can say.
Coming
but
soon, potentially, is what we should say.
Yes, it's a longer story. But so I met him there, and then Jerry, I actually met because he's friends with Andy. So I met him like 10 years ago at Watch Happens Live, and then Andy was doing like an AOL talk with him.
God,
that's how long I've been with
AOL.
Andy. I know that's telling him he's doing some sort of talk with him and he took me along because he knows that like I'm the biggest Seinfeld fan. So
nice of Andy.
I remember they were serving Cronuts and it was the first time I ever had a Cronut.
Oh, remember
had
Cronuts?
Just come out. It
that
was
like,
exactly
10 years ago, I think. I remember where I
it was definitely that. Early 2010s in that.
Yeah,
like
totally.
It was I want to say it was like 2013, 2014.
Okay.
But so I met them.
What was did there. You get to talk to Jerry?
Oh yeah.
Just like a handshake.
I mean like
oh, yeah?
you know
Yeah.
Not like full-blown conversation.
Yeah, yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
do the
but
whole thing.
To,
but yeah, of course. I mean,
I'm Darren and da, da, da.
So nervous meeting those people because I just...
They mean so much to you,
I love them,
Well, lovely. I love those little anecdotes. I hadn't heard either of those stories, so that's interesting.
Yeah, no, so I didn't know you didn't... I didn't know you didn't know
I didn't know about the Jason thing. I know that project was recently, but I didn't know that that happened to you. Oh my God.
It was like...
Were you like freaking out? I would have freaked out.
Because Julia and him are my two absolute favorites. Like they make me laugh more than anybody. And his character of it is just so funny.
Yeah.
And
He does a podcast, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Okay, that's why he was in the podcast studio, because he was doing his own podcast. So anyway.
Oh my God, love that. It was okay, amazing. More to come on that maybe one day down the road. But
yes.
Real quick, I just have a couple other updates about my life I wanted to share. I recently did my nephew's senior pictures. You're talking about a stylist on SiriusXM. Well, they might want to hire me, okay? Because I styled my 18-year-old nephew. He loved all of his outfits, one of which was a shirtless look with a blazer, which, by the way, I should tell
that
people.
That confused me.
I sent to Darren. I sent to Darren, or, you know, I was kind of sending them to a couple people just to hear what people thought, you know, like, you know, I trust your eye. I trust a couple of my other friends' eyes. You know, just wanted to get general thoughts before I sent them over to him and his mom, my nephew and his mom, who's my sister. And everyone loved them. But Darren was like, now, wait a minute. 1 second. Pump the brakes. Is the shirtless picture with the blazer a senior picture?
Right. Which is a fair question.
No, it is a good question, because it's kind of
sexy. Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I was going to tell you. Yes. No, it definitely wouldn't be. Now, most people think of senior pictures as what you send out for your announcements and like what you give to family members. Right. Or to the yearbook. Although they don't really, my nephew's school doesn't do stuff like that anymore. So like senior pictures are really more, yes, for the family. And we did, you saw the other ones. They're very wholesome, in the woods, really high gloss type of photos, you know. But he wanted something a little edgier, and he, you know, listen, he's a very attractive human being. I think he might even be into modeling. We're looking into that as well. So I had this idea for this look for him, and he really liked it. So I just took the pictures while we were out running around. So who gets them and when? I don't know. I told Darren, everyone listening, I was like, all right, well, we won't send these to the grandmas. Okay. Let's just say that.
You know, because when you first sent to me senior pics, I'm like, oh, it's yearbook photo. That's what I'm thinking. I never sent out any announcement. I never did anything like that.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe my parents got the prints or whatever. But right. I'm pretty sure that was my senior year picture. But we did yearbook shit like that.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, do they go shirtless now? I was like, wow. I was like, social media has changed.
Well, it's cool, funny you say that. I remember, shout out to this guy I graduated with named Buck. Okay. That tells you where I'm from. I don't know what does.
Yeah.
He was a like volunteer firefighter, like our senior year. And I'll never forget one of his senior pictures that I think is in our yearbook, is him in his fireman get up with no shirt and his suspenders up over his pecs. Did I like it? Yeah, maybe I did. Hi, Buck. Nice to see you. I'll see you at our reunion this year.
Before social media, you were just tapping that page.
I was like tapping the page. I'm like, I really like this. But anyway, I just felt excited because I had never kind of done like a real photo shoot like this. So I broke out my DSLR and I was in Lightroom and Photoshop, and I was just
Photos were great. The photos
thank
were good.
You.
They were well lit. Thanks. And they had nice, like, they were really good. Well, I don't know. I was going to say like good background, but that doesn't sound like
I know
smart enough,
mean.
But you know what I mean? It had good balance in the
background. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. And honestly, some of them, I don't remember exactly which ones, I just took on my iPhone 14 Pro with, you can set the capture to raw, which is like the best possible version of the photo that you can get and edit. And I don't remember which ones were which, but the iPhone, I'm telling you, is a really great device in terms of photography. So anyway, so that's what I was up to. What have you been up to? What'd you get into this past weekend?
When you took those photos or sent me those photos, I was with our good friend Darren G.
Oh,
and I took him
to,
I think I told you, I got season tickets to Angel City, the women's soccer team.
Oh, no. Oh, yes, 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 you did. Yes.
So Nadine couldn't go to this game. It was her mother's birthday. So I took Darren. So the Darrens went to a women's soccer game. Mm. I said before I go, you're going to run into a lot of lesbians here. I want you to be prepared. Because
And you know what? Us gays, I know Darren G is gay as well.
You needed a warning. You needed a heads up.
Yeah.
When I went to go pee, I was coming out and he was at the merch stand. And He bought me like a unicorn with like a unicorn in the uniform.
Sure.
And he was like, this is a big thank you for the tickets. And I go, we're great.
Great. Thanks. More stuff. Thanks.
We had a great time. We took a picture for you, obviously.
I know, I got it. And I got jealous. I'll be honest. I was jealous.
And
I don't like when you hang out. Let me be honest with you. I don't like when you hang out with other gay men, gay white men.
Well, my attractive. Boss is a gay white man.
Well, that's a good point.
I don't want to make any. I don't want to cast any dispersions on his attractiveness, but I do have
he's
to
a
hang
handsome
out
guy.
With some.
No, that is somebody I totally get. By the way, why haven't you set me up with Anderson Cooper yet? We've talked about this.
No, it's in the works for sure.
It's in the works.
All right. It takes time.
All right.
Love like this, it needs to blossom. It's not an overnight love.
I totally get that. Well. Listen, if you can't tell, all of my happiness comes from Darren. And when she shits the bed, quite frankly, I get a little upset about it. You know,
I've only shit the bed 2-3 times tops.
There you go. And it all happened in the last week. So it's really tough time for me. All right, guys, tune in to Sunday's episode because I'm going to reveal. You're going to want to watch the video on YouTube as well. I'm going to reveal something that Darren sent me in the mail.
Speaking of shitting the bed.
Yeah,
something
right.
That I got a gift.
I know. I'm such an asshole. So tune in to Sunday's episode. And yeah, we love you guys. Any last words, Darren, before we sign off?
Can we clip out the I'm such an asshole and put it on the soundboard?
No, absolutely not. No, I control the soundboard and we will not be doing that. I will clip you, though, saying it just now. Isolate it.
There you go.
You are the
I'll
asshole.
Take that.
There we go.
I'll,
all right.
I'll take that.
All right. Love you guys. See you next time. Bye.